إن الحمد لله all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. And so we praise him, we seek his help and we ask for his forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. And we seek refuge with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from the evil of ourselves and from the evil consequences of our actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whomever Allah guides, no one and nothing at all can lead that person astray. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whomever he leads astray, because of that person's own wretchedness, because of what his hands have sent forth, and not from any oppression from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no one else and nothing else at all can give that person guidance. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. And I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and without partner. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is the training ground by which to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all year round. This is the training ground. This is where we practice the actions that we are supposed to be implementing throughout the rest of the year. But it's also an image for the one who reflects. Ramadan is also an image of what life is like, of what life is all about. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, O you who have iman, fasting has been prescribed for you like those before you so that you can attain a taqwa. And a part of it, what he says after that, أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. It's a few days. And subhanAllah, this idea of it being a few days, it's a reflection for life. Because no matter how long you live, whether it's 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, when we compare it to reality, it's ayyamun ma'dudat. It's a few days. And subhanAllah, for every individual, it's a short number of days because none of us knows how long Allah has given us. For every person, it's short. You wake up tomorrow, you don't know if you're going to live to see the day after that. You go to sleep tonight, you don't know if you're going to wake up. And what we're dealing with in life is a short number of days. And so because it's short, we're supposed to deal with it as if it's short. Don't get lazy, la taksal. Don't get weak, la tad'uf. Don't give up, la ta'ajas. Because it's short, then that means that we have to strive even harder. That means we have to push ourselves. That means we have to strive as if our time is short. And for a person who finds that difficult to conceptualize, subhanAllah, life is a reflection for how we should be with the hereafter in most occasions. Think about when you have something that you need to get from the grocery store and you know that the grocery store closes in an hour or half an hour. What do you do? When you have some important business at the bank that you have to take care of today, what do you do? When you wake up for suhoor and you realize that you've awakened late and you only have 15 minutes before Fajr comes in, what do you do? When you know that your time is short, and this thing is important, then you hurry up. Then you hasten and you strive. And you push yourself in spite of the odds, in spite of the circumstances, in spite of the limited time, because you have to get what you know you need. What do you need? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Sometimes there are things we think we need. We need that avocado. We need that chicken breast. Yeah? We need to get that money out of the bank. Those are things that we feel like we need. But Allah tells us what we need. And he tells us to hurry up and get it. Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Hasten to the forgiveness of your Lord. You got a little bit of time to get it. And the odds are against you. You got a little bit of time. سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Hasten to the forgiveness of your Lord, and the Jannah whose width is the heavens of the earth, and whose width is the heavens and the earth, is that of the heavens and the earth, prepared for the people of at-taqwa. Allahu Akbar. Kutiba alaykum al-siyam. Fasting has been prescribed for you so that you can attain a taqwa. Hurry up. Hurry up and get the forgiveness of your Lord. Hurry up and get Jannah that has been prepared specifically for those who have a taqwa. SubhanAllah, who guided us to the quality that we need to get His Jannah and forgiveness. And then after He guided us to it, He encouraged us to hasten to it, to strive to it, to work towards it. Not only are we to hasten, not only are we to pick up the pace, but we're also supposed to compete for it, which is a different level. And a person might naturally be quick in what he does just by himself. But when you recognize that you're in a competition, when you recognize that there are other people competing, then that's supposed to push you to strive even harder. When you see those who are reciting the Quran more than you, who are praying more than you, who are striving to fast the extra fast more than you, who are giving charity more than you, don't let them beat you. Race with them. Strive with them. As Al-Hasan al-Basri said, من نافس في دينك من نافسك في دينك فنافس. Whoever strives with you, whoever competes with you in the religion, then compete with him. وَمَنْ نَافَسَكَ فِي دُنْيَاكَ فَأَلْقِيهَا فِي النَّهْرِ. And whoever strives for you with the dunya, let him have it. Let him have it. Because you're only going to get what Allah wrote for you anyway. Strive for forgiveness. Strive for mercy. Race for it. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Race for the forgiveness of your Lord. When you see other people that look like they're going to get it, you strive even harder. Push yourself even more because time is limited. When you think that the toilet paper is going to run out at the grocery store, when you think that the bottled water is going to run out, when you think that the chicken breast is going to run out, you hurry up and you get up early and you wait in line at the store out of hope, because you don't know what's inside. Out of hope that if I get there early, maybe I'll be able to get the things that I need to get for my family. If only we applied those principles to Islam. Maybe if you wake up a little bit earlier. Maybe if you keep your hands raised another 2 minutes and keep asking Allah to forgive you, to bless you, to give you tawfiq. Maybe if you stand a little bit longer in your prayer, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the mercy and the forgiveness that you seek for. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Race for the forgiveness of your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا كَأَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And for a Jannah whose width is like the width of the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. It's been prepared for those who have iman. Go back to the ayat of fasting. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah mentioned in the first ayat that it was prepared for the people of taqwa. And He mentioned in the second ayat that it was prepared for the people of iman. Those two qualities, which are the two qualities that we strive for in this Ramadan. أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. It's been prepared for those who have iman in Allah and His Messenger. And subhanAllah, when a person races, we know that most times when we race, that there can only be one winner. When we race, in most competitions, there can only be one winner. But Allah wants you to know that as long as you race, doesn't matter what place you come in. Because Allah has enough for everyone. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That's the blessing that Allah gives to whom He wills. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah has enormous fadl, and He has enough for everyone. And so because of that, we strive. Because of that, we strive. And we do not get lazy. We do not just say that because we are Muslim, that we somehow have a golden ticket to Jannah. Allah mentions about the Jews and the Christians. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُهُ. The Jews and the Christians say, we are the sons, we are the children of Allah, and we are beloved to Him. قُلْ فَلِمَا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. Then why does He punish you for your sins? And everyone who Allah does not enter into His mercy because of the striving that Allah blesses him to do, then he is deserving of Allah's punishment. Allah mentions in Surah An-Nisa, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. It's not your well wishes, it's not your hopes that's going to cause you to be saved. and not the hopes of the people of the book. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ. Whoever does evil will be rewarded for it. So just saying that you are Muslim, just us saying that we're Muslim is not enough. We have to be striving. Because striving is what shows that you really want it. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Those who have iman, and those who immigrate, and those who strive in the cause of Allah, it is they and only they who really want Allah's mercy. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. And so, even though the ayat is revealed about yani jihad, yani the actual fighting in the cause of Allah, and even though it's revealed about the actual immigration, leaving one's land for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hope from Allah's mercy that we can be entered into this ayat for the hijrah that we make in this dunya. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is the one that other Muslims are safe from the evil of his tongue and the evil of his hands. Wal-Muhajir, man hajara ma haram Allah. And the one who immigrates, the immigrant is the one that leaves off what Allah has forbidden. Because al-hijrah, as mentioned by the scholars of language, huwa tark al-mahbub al-ma'luf, is to leave what one loves and what one is accustomed to. And so when we leave the muharram, when we leave those evil habits that we've become accustomed to, that we like to do, that's comfortable for the sake of Allah, we ask Allah to allow us to enter into this ayat, that we are those who hope for Allah's mercy. For those who strive and push themselves in this land to worship Allah, to make their prayers 5 times a day, to watch their eyes, to guard their tongue, to guard their ears from the Muharram. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are Ahlul Jihad. As Allah mentions, it's those who strive. They strive to do what Allah says to do. And they leave off those things that might be beloved to them, that they might be accustomed to. They leave them for the sake of Allah. It is they who hope for Allah's mercy. In Imam As-Sa'di's tafsir, Taysir al-Karim al-Rahman, he says, in this ayah, فيه دليل على أن الرجاء لا يكون إلا بعد القيام بأسباب السعادة. He says, in this ayah is evidence that real hope, does not exist except for the one who does the actions of the people and he has happiness. The people who worship Allah. And he worshiping Allah is evidence that you really want his mercy. Not just that you saying it, not just you asking for it, but the idea that you actually strive and push for it and you ask Allah for it. He says, وَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ الْعَبْدِ وَلَوْ أَتَى مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ بِمَا أَتَى لا ينبغي له أن يعتمد عليها ويعول عليها بل يرجو رحمة ربه ويرجو قبول أعماله ومغفرة ذنوبه وستر عيوبه. He says, and in this ayat is an indication that the slave, no matter what actions he does, no matter how much Allah blesses you to act, that it is not befitting for the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he depend on his own actions to save him, and that he put his trust in his actions. Instead, he should hope for Allah's mercy, and he should hope that his actions are accepted. You did them, but who said that Allah accepted them? And that he hopes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive his sins. Maybe we have done acts of righteousness, but maybe our sins have outweighed the righteousness that we have done. We hope for Allah's forgiveness. وَسَتْرَ عُيُوبِهِ. And that we hope for Allah to cover our faults. That every person realizes that he's faulted and stained by his sins. And so he hopes for Allah, out of his mercy, out of his goodness, to cover those faults and to allow him into paradise. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, no one will enter Jannah because of his good deeds. He said, not even you, Messenger of Allah. He said, not even me unless Allah envelops me in His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be people of taqwa, iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to strive for His forgiveness and for His mercy like we really want it. And that He gives us tawfiq and that He blesses us to get the mercy and the forgiveness and the jannah and the pleasure after which we seek. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, you will find, wallahi, you will find that people are consistent and the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consistent. And you will find that the way people are in life, the way people are in their religion is often the way they will be in life, and it will be the way that they are in special moments. Allah says that these days of Ramadan are only a few days. But there are some people, yastas'abuna hadhihi al-ayyam. There's some people who see these days as lengthy. They see them as difficult. They see them as too much. And subhanAllah, the person who does that, he is going to come into these last 10 nights. And it will not be Jumu'ah again, if Allah blesses us to see the next Jumu'ah, except that we will have entered into the last 10 nights. Know that how you are now in Ramadan, is how you're going to be in those last 10 nights. If you see Ramadan and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is difficult, you will see the last 10 nights is difficult. Even though the nights are very, very short. Even though it's only 10 days. SubhanAllah, you find people limiting themselves to the odd nights. Yes, the hadith says look for it in the odd nights. But there's nothing like certainty. There's nothing like yaqeen. Wallahi, if you stand each night, do you not have certainty that you stood for Laylatul Qadr? Don't be stingy with yourself. It's only 9 or 10 days. You have some people who only stand on the 27th. Listen, there is no hadith from the Prophet ﷺ that will tell you with certainty where Laylatul Qadr is. There are hints. And you find that the Sahaba themselves differed. They differed as opposed to when the night is specifically. So if they differed and they did not have ijma' on when Laylatul Qadr is, how can you have hope to know when the specific night is? So don't be stingy with yourself. Push yourself in these last 10 nights. There are a few nights. If Allah says all of Ramadan is ayyam and ma'dudat, if He says that 30 days is a few days, then how about 10? How about 10? Is 10 too much to spend from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock? Any how much? 8 hours? You go to work for 8 hours. You go to work for 8 hours, 5 days a week. You're waiting to go back to work. Some of us are out of work. You're waiting to go back to work so you can go 8 hours. 8 hours. Put your work in for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or is His forgiveness not important to you? Is your paycheck more important to you than the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is your paycheck more important to you than Allah's mercy? Fain al-mizan. Where is the scale of, where is perception? Where is a taqul? Where do we understand? We visit these graves. We bury people. People are dying. You're afraid of dying. What's going to happen when you die? You're going to see what you've put forth. You're going to see what you have. This is it. This is the time. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. 1,000 months of worship, of the worship you do every other day. You get 1,000 times. 1,000 months times that worship. And you say on the 27th, I'm going to come on the 27th? Come on. 10 days. Push yourself. How bad do you want it? Ayyam and ma'dudat. Don't get in that debate. Don't get in that argument. Don't debate with people about when Laylatul Qadr is. Tell yourself that if Allah gives me the success to put in my work by His permission and by His fadl all 10 days, all 9 days, I don't need to worry about when it is. I don't need to worry because I was working every single day. This is an opportunity. And it's not going to come again until next year. And you might not be here to see it. And I might not be here to see it. Sabi'u. Race. Sari'u. Hasten. Hurry up. Time is limited. You don't know how many days you got left. You're afraid of COVID-19? You're afraid of it doing what? Of it killing you. You don't know how many days you got. If you're that afraid of COVID, if you're really that afraid of it, let's see it in your actions. Ways and actions speak louder than words. Let's see it in your worship. Let's see it in your reading of the Quran. Let's see it in your prayer. That'll show us how afraid you are of death. But as long as we can miss these opportunities, that means it's not as important for us as we thought it was. Now, and so, the idea of hastening again, the idea of pushing ourselves, is showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we want it. We're not going to get it by our actions, as mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one gets to Jannah by their good deeds. But the striving that you do, the pushing that you do, it's what shows Allah that you want it. And it's what, by His permission and by His goodness and by His mercy, it's what He gives it to you by. Because He blessed you to strive for it. He blessed you to show that you wanted it. And so we understand that we're not going to get Jannah. And we're not going to get forgiveness. And we're not going to get His mercy without His help. And so a part of this Ramadan is not only that we strive, but that we also ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help in being able to get it. And from the ahadith al-jami'ah, from the comprehensive ahadith, from the du'as and supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person should make it this time, especially as these last 10 nights, as they come, as they present themselves, we remember the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make the du'a, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali wal-bukhli wal-jubni wal-harami وَفِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ وَفِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا وَالْمَمَاتِ. He said that the Prophet ﷺ used to supplicate, O Allah, I seek refuge with you من العجز. Ajz is to give up. A person may look at himself in the first 15 days of Ramadan and say, I didn't strive like I should have. Don't get up. Don't give up. Don't give up. What do you do? Make tawbah from now. Repent now. Commit yourself now to being different. Don't you know the hadith of the person that killed 100 people? He killed 100 people. He killed 100 people. And he wanted mercy. He wanted forgiveness. He wanted to be better. And so he went to that worshiper who had no knowledge. And he asked him, can I have forgiveness? Can I have mercy? Can I repent? He said, you killed 100 people. How are you going to repent? What's he going to repent for? You killed 100 people. Give up. It's over. And so he killed him. He had killed 99 people. And that worshiper, because he had no knowledge, because he didn't know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was and know the vastness of His forgiveness and His mercy, he tried to make someone else of His creation, someone else of Allah's creation, give up. And so he was killed. And so the man killed 100 people. But his hope didn't leave. His hope to change and be better didn't go away in spite of his evil, in spite of his shortcomings. He had knowledge of Allah. It shows the importance of ilm. It shows the importance of ilm. A person who has knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hope. If he knows Allah and knows Allah's mercy and knows Allah's forgiveness, there's hope. And so he went to someone else, someone of knowledge, and he said, I killed 100 people. Can I repent? And the person of knowledge, the person who knew Allah, told him, وَمَا يَحُولُ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ التَّوْبَةِ. What can come between you and tawbah? But you need to leave. You need to make some life changes. You need to go someplace else. Because obviously the place that you're at is not a healthy place to be. If it's a place where you've killed 100 people or 99 people. And so he made hijrah. He left. He left what was familiar. He left what was comfortable. Trying to seek Allah's pleasure and forgiveness. And death found him along the way. But Allah forgave him. Allah gave him mercy. Allah gave him forgiveness. If you've fallen short in these first 15 days of Ramadan, if you stop now, Allah says about the mushrikeen, فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ فَإِخْوَانَكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. If they repent and they establish prayer and they give zakat, they're your brothers in the religion. If you give up, if this is for the mushrikeen, then what about the Muslim al-muqassir? What about the Muslim who falls short? If you repent and you turn back and you establish these prayers and you hope for Allah's forgiveness and mercy, مَا يَحُولُ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ التَّوْبَةِ. What can come between you and Tawbah? Stop from now. Don't say when the last 10 days come last. You might not make it that long. From now, seek forgiveness. From now, ask for Allah's mercy. Make changes now. Commit yourself to your 5 daily prayers now. Commit yourself to doing everything that Allah tells you to do now. Don't give up. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali, and being lazy, that you know what to do, but that you don't do it. Allahu Akbar. That you know what you're supposed to do. That you see it. You know that death is coming. You know these 10 nights are here. You know Laylatul Qadr could be on any of these nights. But you sit down. You watch television. You do other things. You allow yourself to be distracted from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali wal-bukhul, from being stingy. Stingy with your money and giving for the cause of Allah. And stingy with your own self. Because these good deeds don't increase Allah's dominion. They help you out. They make your situation better. Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy with the time that you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be stingy in your worship. Everything that you do draws you nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali wal-bukhli wal-jubun. And I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from cowardice. Being afraid. Being afraid of pushing yourself. Being afraid of standing up for the cause of Allah. But being afraid of the pain and the discomfort that comes sometimes with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Discomfort comes with everything. Discomfort comes with everything that has value. Don't be afraid of the discomfort. It only lasts for a little while. إِن تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you find any pain, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The disbelievers suffer pain just like you suffer. وَتَرَجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. But you hope for from Allah what they don't hope for. Push yourself. Don't be afraid. Don't let your own mind trick you out of pushing yourself. اللَّهُمَّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْعَجْزِ وَالْكَسْلِ وَالْبُخْلِ وَالْجُبْنِ وَالْحَرَمِ. And from getting to a state where I can't do anymore. That we ask Allah to always allow us to be able to worship. Don't take the minds that you blessed us with. Don't take those away from us. Help us to continue to be able to remember you. And to call on you. And don't take away the strength that you've given us. It may not be like it was when we were younger. But allow us to continue to stand and pray. To continue to worship you. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. And from the tribulations of the grave and the punishment of the grave. وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَى وَالْمَمَاتِ. And the tribulations of life, those things that distract us from the remembrance of Allah. وَفِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ وَفِتْنَةِ الْمَمَاتِ. And the tribulations of death, yani the questioning of the angels in the grave. This is the dua of Anas ibn Malik. And I repeated it on purpose like that, so perhaps some of us will remember it. I'll say it one more time. Allahumma إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْعَجْزِ وَالْكَسَلِ وَالْبُخْلِ وَالْجُبْنِ وَالْحَرَمِ وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَى وَمَمَاتِ. Learn this dua and supplication and supplicate with it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove these negative qualities from us in the rest of this Ramadan and in the rest of our lives. The success that we sense for those of us who have been worshiping by Allah's permission, those of us who Allah has blessed to worship, that sweetness that we've tasted in this Ramadan, it is to be tasted all year round for those who Allah gives His success to. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That is the blessing of Allah. We don't deserve it. That's what fadl is. Fadl is what Allah gives you, and you don't deserve it. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That's the blessing of Allah that we don't deserve, that Allah gives to whom He wills. والله ذو الفضل العظيم. And Allah has enough for everybody. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us to continue to worship you as you deserve to be worshipped. Save us from laziness, save us from stinginess, save us from giving up. Save us from being cowards and help us to see the beauty and the blessing and the goodness of worshiping you in this life and the next. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad. Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna